All right, we're about to go around the NFL, but apparently all we did in the question of the day is start up all those conversations simultaneously in almost like a battle world type like, situation.
Just imagine
it's
everybody,
working.
Just imagine everybody in one place having all these conversations.
Oh, it's the worst thing ever.
This is the place.
And on the, so on the YouTube page currently, the conversation is trying to nail down why indeed hot dogs are a sandwich, or really more importantly, just trying to knock down Lopez's sandwich logic internally.
It's not logic. It is absolute logic.
No, go ahead and say that. He gave away the game. It's not logic.
It's not just logic.
And the po' boy is one piece of bread.
No, it's not. Po' boy is two pieces of bread.
No.
Nope. Po' boy is two pieces of bread.
You don't have to cut all the way through to make a po' boy.
713-572-4610.
Po' boy is two pieces of bread. Go to New Orleans.
We were in New Orleans. Yeah, we had po' boys.
I love go to New Orleans as the. Yeah.
Well, that's where
po'
boys are yeah. like. Born.
Brother, we were just in New Orleans.
And it's
we
two ate pieces we of ate bread. Them together. Yes, it is.
Not always. Oh, man. Okay.
Man, send us a po' boy so we can figure this out, man.
Oh, you're just hungry.
What a hustle.
I'm trying to
All right, John, buy some po' boys, man, and then we can test. Go ahead and get them. Get them delivered.
Where's my Uber Eats?
Yeah, prove it.
Prove it.
Boneless wings or nuggets is another one that came in on the debates that are going to overtake that situation. All of that. Appreciate you guys. Is Steph Curry the best point guard? All sorts of those that are going on. On the text line 713-572-4610 and also the Mokarem and Drew Lawyer live streams both on YouTube and Twitch. All right, let's go around the NFL where it's schedule release day. So I'm looking forward to the videos and media that they put out to ultimately try and release, you know, the full schedules of these teams. But we get more information on some of these things, including that we had Christmas, which we know is going to involve the Kansas City Chiefs. But also, now we have Kansas City Chiefs and the Broncos, mind you. But now we have Thanksgiving, where it seems like all your holidays, you will not be able to run away from Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, all that, because you're going to get the Battle of America's team, or Battle for America's team, it seems like. The Kansas City Chiefs will be in Dallas in that 3:30 slate on November 27th, week 13, on CBS for Thanksgiving. And it just feels like, man, the NFL is leaning heavily in a way that I don't necessarily understand into putting some games that you would view as their biggest games that you wouldn't need on these marquee dates on the marquee dates, which makes me wonder, Lopez, are they operating in a bad way to where some of the other windows that you would typically need a game like, you know, obviously Kansas City, Dallas, you wouldn't be able to do specifically, but like Kansas City Chiefs to prop up some of these windows?
I think that's a fair point for the Thanksgiving Day game, but I think there's two important things to say here. Number one, have you ever said, I'm going to make a sandwich and made a hot dog? That's number one.
What are you doing?
The answer is no.
What you're arguing about is specificity. You are always making a sandwich, but you simply classify it in the subcategory of hot dog, and so you will be more specific in that instance calling it a hot dog, but it's still a sandwich.
But the point is, you've never said, I'm going to make a sandwich and made a hot dog. That's number one.
You're arguing semantics classification. You're arguing semantics rather than
classification. But have you ever done that? I'm going to make a sandwich and made a hot dog.
You're arguing semantics rather than classification.
Yes. Have you ever done that?
We're just going to, this is going to be a loop, because I'm willing to just say the same thing if you are.
I asked a question and you're not answering it. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I think they're really trying, and I'm not saying they're going to be successful. They're really trying to make the Chiefs America's team. They're trying hard to make the Chiefs America's team.
They over here like working them to the gristle, man.
Your point on Thanksgiving is fair, because that's the Cowboys thing, but the Chiefs are there. The Chiefs are going to be there. And there have been five credible leaks in the first 5 weeks.
But leaks nonetheless.
That have to do with the Chiefs. You have Brazil. You have one that has not been identified in terms of the time slot. You have Sunday Night Football. And you have Monday Night Football. And then you have Thanksgiving. So they're going to Brazil for the kickoff game.
And don't forget Christmas, as we mentioned.
Christmas as well. So, okay, that's right. So they have Brazil, Sunday night, Monday night, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. They're trying. I don't know if they're going to be successful, but they're trying to make the Chiefs America's team.
Are they trying to do that, or are they trying to take advantage of the whole Taylor Swift
thing? That's the question.
Well, I don't think it's the Taylor Swift thing. I think it's because they're typically really good at football, which we might be overthinking that portion of it. It might just be, hey, Kansas City's really good and put them in these
But we
these
saw them
spaces.
Lean into the Taylor Swift thing, too, though.
Well, no, I think it's part of it.
Yeah.
I think it's part of it, but it's also, like Reggie said, they're really, really good. But, dude, there's only been 2, 4, 6, 7 games released. 5 of them at least are primetime.
Right.
You know, 6 of them. 6 of them are primetime.
And I think the primetime is understood, but like I think the marquee games of some like specifically like a Christmas or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe this is ultimately just a no, but are they maybe making a misstep in having some of the games that you would easily circle on a schedule as some of the most interesting games on the days where you're going to watch regardless?
Yeah.
Like you're probably going to watch the Black Friday football game regardless, because it is in this time where you're probably at home, you need something to put on, might not be, same way that you're going to watch, I mean, I've watched so many Lions football games that I had no interest in because it was just on, and that is the time where you watch football.
Right.
And so you're going to watch that Thanksgiving Dallas game because that's what you do in that instance, putting the Kansas City Chiefs there, and of course, look, they're going to play them, it's fine. But putting the Kansas City Chiefs there feels like almost a waste of using the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I imagine the ratings are going to pop something ridiculous. But I do wonder, then, does that create one of those things that happens where when you have more and more games moved away from the Sunday slate, where you look at the noon slate and you go, actually, we got about 5 games and I'm not all that interested in any of them. That's the question.
I think that's more than fair. Absolutely, that's more than fair. But they do love them some. This is the highest rated Thanksgiving game since blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and this is the highest rated Black Friday game since blah, blah, blah.
It seems like that's what they're trying to do, especially with the Thanksgiving game.
And the Chiefs are going to guarantee that.
Yeah. Chiefs and Cowboys on the same field.
Dude, I can't get over this. There's only been 7 games released, and 6 of them are just all like Hallmark games or primetime games, Sunday night football, Monday night football, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I mean, it's...
And then the Chiefs play the Eagles week 2 on Fox.
Yeah.
That's an afternoon. That's a 4 o'clock game.
All right. This is going to be Reggie's, I guarantee, his favorite moment of the entire show.
What is he doing now?
We have a leak on the Texan schedule.
Oh,
okay.
But it is a leak.
Yes, it is a leak.
But no, but hey, man, just the idea, because it feels like we ain't really even gotten leaks in that space. Nobody really has cared to give us information about the Texans.
Right. If you weren't listening earlier, the first one came up out this morning. It's Texans at Jacksonville week 2.
Wait, you said 2 or 3?
Week 3.
Okay.
The reason I stumbled is because week 2 has been released, and it is Monday Night Football.
Hey, that's one. Count
Monday Night Football at home versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I like it.
Okay. I like it.
That's a pretty solid football team.
Yeah.
Okay. Shiloh Sanders, baby. Let's go.
He makes the roster, huh? You think he makes the roster, huh? All right. Go ahead and call your shot, brother. I respect it. So we have...
The Shiloh game.
We have 2 leaks. If it's the Shiloh game, something has gone terribly
Shiloh
wrong.
Shiloh versus Nico.
Something
Sanders
has gone
versus Nico.
Terribly wrong if it's the Shiloh-Sanders game in week 2. And I say that with all due respect to Shiloh. However, you know it. You know it, my man. But there you go. Week 2... at home, you said?
At home, Monday
versus,
Night Football.
Versus the Bucks, and then week 3 versus the Jaguars are the leaks that we have currently for the Texans. Leaks.
Yeah.
I cannot substantiate them to a point, but you feel confident about those.
Yeah.
In talking about the schedule, one of the things that comes up is obviously which broadcast partners have them, and now we've discussed this. There's a lot more streaming in the space and a lot more things that you might have in order to watch it. And of course, I always want to remind folks that the NFL does have it to where if you want to watch, your local game, if you're in market, they try and make sure. And I believe it is a rule that they have within there that it has to be covered locally on one of the broadcasters, anyways, over the air. So you would not necessarily have to go out of your way to do all these. However, for the win, a USA Today property always does this before the year. How much it would roughly cost to watch every NFL game in the 2025 season.
Ooh.
I saw that.
You were already bracing for impact. I did was tell you the idea.
I don't even want to know. One of those things where I don't even want to know.
So they talked about the all-encompassing NFL viewing plans, talking about, you know, make sure you have an over-the-air antenna to be able to get all of those, making sure that you have Sunday Ticket, which is a big amount of money, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video for Thursday night football games, Peacock for their exclusives, maybe ESPN Plus, or if, especially if you don't go the route of like some level of cable or bundle. And the rough total is, would you like to guess? Would you like to guess, fellas, how much it would cost you to watch every football game this
and
season?
Subscribe the whole nine.
Have the access to all of them.
I don't want to guess.
I'm gonna say like $1,500.
Thankfully, not that high. So you'll feel good about this. Anywhere from $811 to $883.
That's too much.
Yeah.
And yet we pay. And yet we pay.
Come over to the dark side.
Now, of course, again, that can adds in making sure that you have Sunday ticket. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people are in that space where they want to watch, you know, have access to every single game in that way. So that's probably a few hundred, $300-$400 that you don't need to have in that same space. But it points to the fact that it costs a lot of money, even in this space where so many of these games are available over the air. Like NFL, raking in money in all these various different
Get
ways.
Get you a Fire Stick. That's all I'm going to say. Get you a Fire Stick.
Get that Fire Stick. Problem solved.
The NFL is going to have someone break in here, just bust in here and grab, take Figgy away.
Hey, get the Fire Stick, get the apps and all that stuff they had on there, but Fire Stick.
I'm going to regret doing this, but did you just text to somebody trying to make the case that a hamburger isn't a sandwich?
No, no. What I'm saying is his logic is flawed because that person.
If that ain't pot kettle right now.
No. That his logic is completely flawed because he said, I've never said I'm going to make a sandwich and made a burger.
Correct.
But here is no debate that a burger is a sandwich. I'm not saying it's not. What I'm saying is
yeah, but you're using the exact same logic to try and make
no,
a hot
no,
dog
not
sandwich
at all.
Point.
Because I've no, not at all.
This might be worse than Pete Rose.
No. Oh my gosh. I need to stop. I shouldn't have done this. That's how I'll raise my hand. This is my fault. Right. I did this. I'll take responsibility. I apologize.
All right. A hamburger, to your point, is an absolute subcategory of a sandwich. That's your words, not mine. It is a subcategory of a sandwich.
That is correct.
Two pieces of bread. But when
I didn't say that it was based off of two pieces of bread, but okay.
Well, you didn't say that part. But when you talk about, hey, I'm going to make a hamburger, you say that. Or do you want a hamburger? You don't want to say, you don't ever say, do you want a hamburger sandwich? It's an acknowledged subcategory of a sandwich. A hot dog is separate from that.
Unbelievable.
A hot dog is separate. A hot dog is a hot dog. So I was just straightening out the listener a little bit here.
I don't think you straightened anything out.
But if you put it,
everything is very bent.
If you put the hot dog in the category, it will go under the category of a sandwich, though.
No, it's separate.
They related.
So anyway, as we continue around the NFL,
it's all in the same family.
No, they're not related.
I'm so sorry.
Because they're not related.
Because a hamburger is two pieces of bread. That's the critical thing. That's the crucial thing. A hamburger is a subcategory of sandwich.
So
they have no relation.
Pieces.
No relation, because a hamburger is the subcategory because it has two pieces of bread.
So a sandwich and a hot dog both use bread, but no relation.
They both use, you know, the bun, bread, you know, wheat, flour, all that stuff. But a hamburger has two pieces of bread, hence subcategory. A hot dog has one, hence not a sandwich.
So around the NFL, Trey Hendrickson showed up to voluntary workouts at the Bengals facility yesterday.
I could do this all day.
I know, and that's why I should stop bringing it up. That's why I should stop bringing it up. But I'm just a glutton for punishment, apparently. Trey Hendrickson was at the Bengals facility, but he was there in street clothes in order to talk contract because he is going to force the issue. In fact, can you give me cut two here from Trey Hendrickson? This was him and the very specific metaphor that he used to describe, you know, the aggression that he has had in trying to get a contract that he feels that is commensurate with his caliber of rush end.
I'm a Floridian, so there's unprovoked shark attacks and there's provoked shark attacks. And the comments that are being made, right, whatever happened at the combine, whatever happened at the owners' meetings, and the text I got yesterday, this is not something where I'm just twiddling my thumbs thinking, oh, how can I get the next one up? Most of the teammates will agree. I don't spare my opinions. I kind of stay out of the media for that reason because I am an emotional player, and after a loss, it's a lot harder to talk than after a win, especially in the circumstances that we had last season. So I carry it with a tremendous amount of respect, but these things are provoked. I would love to say to sit quiet is a good strategy. It is clearly not.
I thought he handled that perfectly well. just perfectly.
Yeah. And I mean, look, the
I wonder what he going to do.
Well, he's already said
he's not going to play.
There you go.
No, at this point, it's like, I mean, I don't know if he ain't getting no contract, no time. So Adam Schefter said the money is pretty much dried up now.
Well, that's for elsewhere, right? Like, that's for trying to get somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying. He better off just trying to get to another team, work his butt off, play, and then come back to the table next season.
I mean,
I would not want to play for the Bengals after this.
I felt like, I agree, but I felt like he also put on a clinic in how to make his point very, very clear. Draw a line in the sand, I'm not going to play, and yet still be somewhat of a sympathetic figure for fans. I think fans were like, you know what, he's right. You know what, I get it. I get why he's saying. He handled that like it was a clinic.
Yeah, and so, look, the tough part about it.
He ain't come across as like selfish or anything.
Exactly,
Yeah. Exactly.
17.5 sacks last year. I mean, a fantastic rush end, and you saw, we mentioned this, we saw a couple of those types of guys, Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, get huge, huge money deals this offseason. And it seems like, I mean, it would only make sense to match that if you're the Bengals, except the Bengals are who they are, largely cheap, and it seems like they're comfortable making their players angry in trying to get a deal. And this is why, bringing back the Texans, I've been very fond of the way that Nick Caserio has handled dealing with, you know, these player extensions. Yes, they might, you might even be a little pricey, although he's operating
and
early.
And get it done early.
But, man, everybody in the building seems to be happy about their deal for the most part, or at least not upset about their deal. Mm-hmm. And I just can't see the situation that the Texans end up in a place with someone like Trey Hendrickson over this, because they would not. Their MO is just completely opposite.
Somebody that good. Mm-hmm. Now, you might have somebody that might think they're good or think they worth a big contract, where it's just like, let's wait and see.
He's earned twice his salary. He's going to make $16 million. He's earned at least twice.
They should be looking
that
out for him. Yeah.
And one of the things that I also thought was funny, I'll throw this in here as my final nugget here. Cincinnati apparently wants to host the 28 or 29 NFL draft.
Good luck.
So while they have turmoil in their building, they're like, but we would like you to come to Cincinnati and spend some money on this NFL draft. Please do.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the Bengals. What a hilarious and honestly pretty sad franchise in my personal opinion. All right, you're in the – or that's around the NFL here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you sticking through whatever we were just doing there, because there was a lot of hot dog talk and I think a lot of it was wrong. But anyways, coming up next, this Texans quote, I think that it represents a flawed perspective on team building. I'll tell you what I mean next.